Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary, how cold is it up there in St. John's this morning?
Well, I think I saw 11 degrees below zero, which is not too bad. I've heard it's way worse in some areas.
What's the coldest game you ever played in as a player or coached in? Do you know off the top of your head?
Boy, you know, we played in some cold ones in the playoffs up at St. John's. I would say there were a couple games right around zero that we played in, you know, or zero between zero and 10 degrees above. So, you know, pretty cold.
Yeah, but that's part of the deal. If you're in the playoffs, you don't mind it so much.
We love it.
Hey, Coach, I was surprised, like many others, that game for St. Thomas and St. John's next year is going to be moved out of Collegeville. Tell us about it's going to be at U.S. Bank Stadium on Saturday, November 7th at 1 o'clock. But tell us about the decision to move it up here to the Twin Cities.
Well, it's certainly not what was in our plans. We had every intention in playing the game here at St. John's. And early last September, right at the beginning of the football season, U.S. Bank called us and asked if we would be interested in playing the game there. And we told them, absolutely not. We're going to play it up here at St. John's. So it kind of left it at that. And then a couple weeks later, they came back again and asked us if we'd be interested. And again, we said no. And then it was right around that time that St. Thomas came out and said that they would be joining the Summit League, and they were certainly going Division One. And then we kind of got the message that this was going to be the very last game we were going to play between the two schools. And all of a sudden we got inundated with ticket requests up here at St. John's. And, we thought, man, we might have a crowd of 25 to 30,000 people here at St. John's. And quite frankly, we couldn't handle that kind of a crowd here. We have one main entrance into the campus and one out. And in past years, as you know, Dave, you've been up there on a game day against St. Thomas. The traffic is just incredible. And we've heard rumors that there, you know, people are stranded on the freeway. And it became an issue where our people, our administration and the rest of us thought it's not going to be safe. There's no way we can handle that kind of crowd. We don't have the, the security and whatever it might take. And So fortunately, U.S. Bank came back again and said, well, are you interested? And then we started thinking about it and realized, you know what, that might be the only option we really have. Otherwise, they were going to cut the crowd off at about 16-5 here at St. John's. And that would have meant a lot of people who wanted to see the game would not be able to see it.
And also, Gary, Saturday, November 7th, so a little bit later than normally, it seems like.
It is later in the year, and so you never know what kind of weather it's going to be also. Although I've said from the very beginning, I love what we, our venue at St. John's is one of the best in all of college football. And
yep.
It pains me that we can't play the game there, but I also understand we got to protect the people and the safety of all fans, not just ours, but the St. Thomas fans that come up to the game. And it would be a monumental task to try to fit people in there, and it probably wouldn't be safe. So this was fortunately, U.S. Bank came to us, and they're willing to host the game for us.
You know, what makes this so special? Because even before all of this D1 talk was going on in 2017, for example, at the Twin Stadium, we were all anxious to see what the crowd would be, and they actually had to stop ticket sales because it was just nutty. It was a beautiful day. And you had a tremendous crowd. What is it about this rivalry? I mean, I get this final game part of it as you do, but you played in it. What makes it so special?
You know, it's been this way for so long, way before I was even a part of it, probably. And I think you got two really good universities that are well known throughout the state, and then you got two great football programs. St. Thomas has a great football program, and You know, they've been on the national map. We've been on the national map. We've been in the playoffs 6 years in a row. So I think it's kind of heightened itself. You know, even the final years of John Gilardi when he was coaching, we noticed that there was a spike in the interest in the game, and it's only continued. And, you know, I think it says a lot to the MIAC, the teams in our league, you know, the Bethels, the Concordias, the Gustavuses, all those teams. There's a lot of great football that's played in our league, and I think it's given notoriety to our league and you know, the great coaches that we have in our league. So I think it's a credit to not only the two schools, St. John's and St. Thomas, but certainly the rest of the conference as well.
Yeah, the talent level is just incredible. And congrats, Coach. I mean, 70 wins and 14 losses at this point. That's taking over for a legend, that's not easy. Congrats to you. And we look forward to the game here on the 7th. But it's just too bad we're seeing this rivalry go away. But I guess it is what it is, and this will be exciting. When will tickets go on sale? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, the plan is we have spring break the first week of March, and I think when we come back from spring break, I believe it's March 11th or 12th, somewhere in that neighborhood, tickets will start going on sale. I think our sports marketing and our athletic administration will be releasing all that information. So, you know, I'm concerning myself with the game, obviously.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Not even the game. We got a long ways to go before we even get to that game. We got a tough opener next year. So, you know, we're trying to get, well, we're recruiting right now, and when the time comes, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I appreciate taking my call, Gary. Good to hear your voice again, and we'll stay in touch. Thank you very much.
Dave, I appreciate it. Stay warm.
He is. I'll run some laps for you. How about that?
There you go.
Coach Gary Fosching. Man, he's a good one. Good player, great coach. And how about that? Tommy Johnny game at U.S. Bank Stadium coming up next year, or this year rather, Saturday, November 7th.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.